Well, the $22 billion food and grocery sector needs more competition, according to the Commerce Commission. But in a draft report this morning, it stopped short of recommending that the two major players be forced to give up some of their stores to make way for new players. The government ordered the study last year into whether there was enough competition in the sector, practising prices and treatment of food suppliers. Commission says Foodstuffs and Woolworths New Zealand, which is primarily Countdown, dominate the sector with their stores and range of subsidiary brands and avoid competing with each other too strongly, which is bad for consumers. It's made a range of recommendations, including ways to make it easier for new competitors to enter the market. RNZ business reporter Kim Savage is at the Commerce Commission, where Chair Anna Rawlings has outlined the report findings. Kia ora, Kim.
Good morning.
It's pretty direct. It's a duopoly. It affects competition. It affects the price people pay for their groceries.
You would have to say it tells consumers possibly what they already suspected was going on in the supermarket industry and the sector. And that's certainly the feedback the Commerce Commission received when it carried out a survey of consumers talking about the prices they pay and some of the behaviours that they sort of exhibit in supermarkets and the like as they were carrying out this study and formulating their thoughts for this draft report, which is out this morning. So essentially the crux of it being here that the Commerce Commission has found, yes, that competition in the retail grocery sector is not working well for consumers currently. It has also found some issues at the wholesale end of things as well, and that it's not working particularly well for suppliers of those big supermarket chains particularly as well. So certainly some issues to address here as far as the Commerce Commission is concerned. But what the Commerce Commission thinks is that the issue is kind of at the structure of the market. As you said, they have determined that, yes, in fact, this industry is a duopoly. Woolworths New Zealand on one side, Foodstuffs on the other. And while there is this sort of increasingly diverse range of smaller fringe grocery retailers as well, they seem to have a limited impact on competition. And what that really comes down to is this consumer survey that the Commerce Commission carried out found that predominantly New Zealanders do one main shop on a regular basis, and they prefer to do that shop at one of the main supermarket chains owned by those companies. And so it does not allow enough room there for those smaller providers to compete. They can't compete on price, they can't compete on range of products, for example. And so that's left the sector there as a duopoly and meant that competition is perhaps not working as well as it could be.
The study puts it to bed, doesn't it? It says market share among these two big chains, 90% of consumers' main shop is at one of those, two parent companies' stores. 80% of the secondary shop we tend to do a secondary shop, 80% of that is at one of these two big companies' chains of stores. So it sort of puts to bed the argument that the new players can genuinely impact competition and price at this stage anyway. Which brings us to its next point. There needs to be a third big player, but it also found reasons why there's not. And this was interesting. And you mentioned the wholesale end. Tell me about what it said about there not being enough wholesale grocery supply, perhaps for a third player, given the two biggies are wholesalers, retailers.
Well, it comes down to a few things. So land and space for sites was one of the issues which was addressed here, sort of a lack of suitable sites for large-scale stores. And some of the behaviour that the Commerce Commission's observed among those main supermarket chains with regard to the land that they own. So putting in covenants in place to prevent other food outlets from operating in a kind of nearby area, which effectively isolates that supermarket and then therefore gives consumers fewer options to do their shop or to perhaps, you know, purchase food and the like. And so the Commerce Commission here recommending possibly at one end of it, it's kind of come up with a raft of recommendations, but at the sort of more extreme end of the scale, it's kind of talking about, would it be better for competition if these main supermarket chains had to give up some of their retail sites perhaps, or perhaps break up their retail and wholesale businesses to allow room for an independent retailer to come in. The Commerce Commission also talking about even facilitating a third independent retailer to come in to the market.
Yeah, it didn't seem to be the primary finding by any means, but it's sort of left sitting there as one out and one back. Let me quote, "If these options were not feasible, had proved ineffective, or did not appear likely to improve retail competition within the desired timeframe, another potential option is to directly stimulate retail competition." I suppose the issue is, and the Commerce Commission almost said it themselves, a lot of these problems are long existing and nothing's changed, right? There's been nothing to stop a third big player coming in except the barriers it's identified. So what is it saying could suddenly make change, could suddenly make these two big players treat their suppliers better, for example, or could pave the way for a third player to come in? You've touched on that already. What are some of the recommendations?
Well, I think in the first instance, you've kind of got the softer end of things, where they're sort of suggesting that perhaps the major supermarket chains could could change their relationships with their suppliers, perhaps options to strengthen suppliers' bargaining power with retailers as well, because some of the feedback that came from suppliers was this power imbalance they're experiencing around price. And some issues, like an example given was suppliers providing products which were to be sold on promotion, but then the supermarket chains then selling them once that promotion had finished. So essentially the arrangement there was not one that the supplier was happy with, but because they're a smaller supplier and they're dealing with these big supermarket chains, they felt that there's an imbalance of power there. One of the other recommendations is introducing a mandatory industry code of conduct as well, and also allowing suppliers to bargain collectively, so joining forces and increasing their power against some of these big supermarket chains.
Without intervention, we currently see little prospect of a new or expanding rival being able to constrain the major retailers effectively. Again, this now comes to the next question, which is what happens? And as your sage colleague Giles Beckford said to me just before, it's not the findings, it's what you do about it. We should say there's a second step to happen. There's a final report to come out in November after consultation. And then what? It's going to be in the hands of the politicians, is it?
Well, that's exactly right. And this is, and the Commerce Commission is very firm on this, obviously, that this is a draft report. And these are a range of options, a range of recommendations that they've come up with, which will then, of course, go to consultation with all of the parties. And they'll seek feedback and the like with that final report, as you said, out in November. And then essentially, yes, it does go to the government to make changes, because if they are looking at something at the down the sort of extreme end, if the initial sort of guidelines or kind of suggestions to the retailers are not successful, then they look at the more sort of extreme end of things and perhaps forcing some behaviours from these retailers, then that will be something that will, of course, require legislation and will require political support.
Yeah, I know there's a lot more detail to come into some of the ways that the Commerce Commission believes things could be improved, buried on about page 600 of the report. So do come back to us if there's any more details available. Thanks very much for your time. Kim Savage is RNZ Business Reporter. She's at the Commerce Commission. The Chair, Anna Rawlings, has just outlined the report's findings. A statement has come through from the Managing Director of Woolworths New Zealand. Of course, this is primarily Countdown, and it's the big player, and it has a couple of other brands as well, Super Value being one of them. I think I've got my facts right there. Spencer Sun, Managing Director of Woolworths New Zealand, says, "Across our business, we work extremely hard with our suppliers and our team of 20,000 Kiwis to serve customers in our supermarkets and online shopping, and we recognise the role we play to help provide food and other groceries across Aotearoa. We hadn't seen the draft report ourselves ahead of its release today, so we will now take this time to read it so we can provide our feedback within the required timeframe. We note this is only a draft report, but on face value, some of the recommendations would have significant implications and we'll need time to work this through and understand the impact. We're proud to partner with 1,400 suppliers." including 120 produce growers and 900 small suppliers. And having good relationships is incredibly important to us. We appreciate that many Kiwis will have strong thoughts and feelings about the report and would ask that they keep it kind when shopping in our stores and treat our teams with respect. That is from Spencer Sun, Managing Director, Woolworths New Zealand.